Letting go of your partner and letting go of a relationship can be freaking tough, guys. I get it. And so today, me and my husband of 20 years discuss exactly that. We discuss how and at what point do you need to let go of a relationship that's actually end up being detrimental, that's holding you back. We talk about the fact that, guys, you should not settle for anyone who isn't bringing the best out in you and who isn't bringing the best in the relationship. We go deep on what to do when you come into conflict with your partner and they're not making you feel worthy. And if this episode brought you value, guys, I really do request that you share, you tell your homies about it, and you do rate and review. That is such a big importance for podcasts and for me. So if this did bring you value, I really, really do hope that you can subscribe and you tell your homies and leave a review. So guys, take a pen and paper. Let's get into it. Let's get into the truth on today's episode of Relationship Theory on Women of Impact.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Relationship Theory. I'm your co-host, Tom Bilyeu, and I am here with my deeply fatigued, albeit still amazingly gorgeous wife,
Elizabeth.
What's up, homie?
Let's get right in. All right, first question. This is from Erica. I have a boyfriend I really love and admire, but he feels disconnected with everything, the relationship and his projects. We live in different cities, and he says he doesn't know if he wants to see me again. Oh. We have been together for 2 years. I travel every 2 to 3 months to visit him, and he says he doesn't know why he should be in a relationship. He says he is surrounded by failed relationships, and he compares me with his mum and what she went through with his dad until they got divorced. He says he doesn't know if he is someone good to have a relationship with, because for him there are two paths: one, the path of greatness; two, the path of family. I don't know if I should end the relationship or give him space.
Woo!
Wow.
So yeah, this is where I earn my reputation for being the cold-hearted bastard. Like, I don't personally understand when a relationship seems to have very little that it's giving and a whole lot that it's taking. I don't understand acting as if the relationship in and of itself is a sacred thing that has to be protected. So there's no mention of kids here, which definitely would complicate the issue. They're not even married. If he's saying, I don't even know if I want to be with you, I don't know if I want to be in a relationship, if I'm good to be in a relationship, like, there is so much work that needs to be done for, certainly for him to find stability and all of that. And is this all just a guise for he's just not that into you, and otherwise he is fine and he just doesn't know how to communicate that? Or is he really that dysfunctional where he thinks so little of himself that he doesn't even know if he should be in a relationship? This relationship to me sounds like it has just an extreme level of dysfunction. I mean dysfunction in the sense that it is not functioning in a way that I would say is worth the sacrifices of being in a relationship. It's not making them each feel better about themselves. It's not lifting each other up. They're not working together on common goals. Like, it just, there are things that make a relationship thrive. And the easiest way to say it is, do you feel like you're their number one? Do you feel better about yourself when you're around them? Like, once those things stop being true, then it's like, well, if you guys, like, she's not sure if she should give him space or work with him. He's not sure if he should even be in a relationship. He's not sure if he wants to be on the, what he calls the path of greatness or the path of family, which to me, they are not mutually exclusive. They definitely are trade-offs. There's no question. There's very much reason I did not have a traditional family. But for me, like, our marriage is the highest priority. And it's worth those sacrifices. And it's worth it in the times where I say, doing this would be good for business. Like, literally just today, there was an awesome opportunity that came up, and June didn't even get the words out of her mouth. And I was like, she said, you've been invited to dinner. No, I was like, absolutely not. And she was, and I said, you know, tell me what the dinner is. And it was like, actually good. And it's one of those, from a business perspective, I should go to.
You need to talk to me about that, because you're going to say you said no because so we can spend time together.
I said no out of a selfish desire to spend time with my wife. So that's, and
because my response, like, is like, depends what dinner it was,
right? And look, there is a threshold, yeah, where it's like, hey, Steven Spielberg called, he wants you to come, cool, I'll be there,
yeah.
But it is a comically high bar, mm, right now. And when people don't have that, when the relationship does not seem worth that sacrifice, that's okay. And I think where I disconnect with people is I don't feel people have a moral obligation to be in a relationship. I don't think that a dysfunctional relationship makes your life better than being alone. Mm-hmm. And I think when people are afraid to be alone, that is something that has to be faced. And so when being alone is a beautiful experience and being in a relationship is just a more beautiful experience than being in a relationship. And yes, I get it. There's ups and downs and it's work and all that. But I think part of that is beautiful. And like I said earlier, the building lives together, like it's beautiful and it's worth every ounce of the up and down. But when it's like just down, then I'm not sure what people are fighting so hard for. I would say reset, focus on yourself, get into doing the self-development work that will be tremendously rewarding, and then approach another relationship or even this one again, once you've both done the work to come back together. But just staying in a relationship that isn't feeding you emotionally, I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up my mic a bit here. Hopefully don't deafen people because I want to say this, but I want to get really close. Erica, you're worth more, honey. Like, I really mean it. Like, for someone to say they don't know if they want to see me again and they don't know if I want to be in any relationship and that I just remind them of their mom, like, Erica, you're worth more. Period. Like, it actually breaks my heart. I'm actually getting a little emotional right now because she feels like she has to cling on to this guy. And I get it. Like, there's some, she may love him and all of that, but like, man, you should be with somebody that's making you feel amazing. You deserve to be with somebody that's telling you how special you are. And yes, there are going to be relationships, of course. It's not always going to be like that. So I'm never saying, like, me and you have the perfect relationship. You always make me feel special at all times, but of course you make me feel special. Of course you make me feel wanted. That's why I want to be in this relationship. And when someone is deliberately not thinking about you and not caring about how they're going to make you feel, like, that isn't a relationship to me. And I'm like kind of getting hard now on this answer.
Because, yeah.
But I really mean it. Like, she deserves, and she needs to believe that she deserves more, period. And you need to be with somebody that makes you feel like that, period. And that's all I have to say on the matter.
Word.
I felt very strongly about that one.
I like that. And yeah, I mean, do the work on thyself. Do the work on thyself. Yeah. Because I think you're right. Part of this is she's not sure what her value is, which means she needs to do the work.